Another report from the Animal Agriculture Alliance Summit in Arlington, Virginia, where we're going to talk with Aaron Putzi, Executive Director of the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. Aaron is on the board of directors of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Aaron, let's talk about some of the things you're working on back in Iowa. And you were telling me that with expansion in the livestock industry being fairly slow the last couple of years, that you've really turned your attention to some of the environmental issues in the state.
We have, and we really look very carefully at the kinds of calls we get. The ebbs and flows in markets certainly dictate the kind of calls we get. I think the accurate assessment of the last couple of years as we've had some market challenges has been the calls that we've gotten have focused primarily on transitioning animals from outdoors to indoors to improve efficiencies, to improve animal care, and to ultimately improve profitability. Now that we have some strength back and strength returning back to our livestock sector, we're receiving more calls from people who are wanting to start from the ground up, wanting to find new locations for new barns, for new feedlots. Also, neighbor relations questions, as well as the implementation of best management practices. And last September, the launch of our Green Farmstead Partner Program was a perfect example of that.
So let's talk about that program again, just in case people aren't familiar with it and what you're trying to do there.
Sure. The Green Farmstead Partner Program really was developed out of conversations that we had been having with farmers since our inception back in May of 2004. Farmers were wanting to do a little bit more on their farms to improve aesthetics, to help with odor mitigation, to create a more pleasing on-farm work environment for employees and for themselves. And so they were asking, you know, what experts and what technical assistance is available to help with the development of vegetative buffers, not to be confused with just windbreaks. There's a difference there. Windbreaks, traditional one or two rows of trees, but they were looking at true vegetative environmental buffers, which include 4 to 6 to 8 rows of trees, maybe some wetlands restoration, some habitat restoration involved in that too. So what we did is we brought together the technical experts through the Iowa Nursery and Landscape Association, through Trees Forever based in Cedar Rapids. We brought those experts to the table to help. So now with just one phone call, a farmer can receive some assistance. They can look at what different varieties of trees and shrubs they want to plant. They can look at cost share assistance through the NRCS and potentially some other sources as well. So it's really become a win-win-win. It's good for the farmers, it's good for the neighbors, and it's good for the environment too.
Talking about environmental issues, now you were telling me earlier, of course, farmers in Iowa, livestock people are probably pretty well aware of DNR rules and regulations and what has to be done there, but you were telling me that they need to be more aware possibly of EPA rules and regulations.
Yes, there is a real effort on behalf of the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers to help farmers gain better insight into what requirements are on the local level, what requirements and regulations are at the state level, and also what the regulatory parameters are from the federal level. Sometimes those don't always all sync up really nice, and while a farmer may think that they are in compliance, they may not be, and our message to farmers is hope is not a strategy, and if they are lying awake at night, maybe there's a need to call, and that's what the coalition is here for. We can provide some third-party insight. We can sit down and visit with the farmer. We can kind of kick the tires on their farm and the kinds of practices they currently have in place, and then we can offer some very honest feedback and to help the farmer come into a compliance, be able to raise livestock with confidence, and also to maybe get a better sleep at night as well.